candore. You want the mic? Come to Vasey, the floor is yours. Welcome, students, and enjoy your stay in the United States, please. Senator Mason. Senator Macy, you know my background. I always like to talk about libraries.
Recognized by the Mountain Plains Library Association for their support of Wyoming libraries with the Legislative Leadership Award. The Mountain Plains Library Association is a 12-state association of libraries that promotes the development of libraries and librarians. The Leadership Award is being given to Wyoming in recognition of the exemplary legislative leadership for the development of libraries here in Wyoming within the last 2 years. MPLA is honoring the Wyoming Legislature for its development and implementation of the library's funding amendment that we passed during the last legislative session in 2006. And that was the $10 million that we appropriated here to the county libraries and to the community college libraries and the University of Wyoming. And just in the last year, they've used that money for some wonderful things, including tying all three of those networks closer together, integrating the work that they do, and being able to offer all levels of services to anyone who walks into any of these libraries in the state of Wyoming. It really is quite significant, and we'll find out even more about what they're going to be doing with an interim report that will be going to the Joint Interim Education Committee a little bit later on this year. This legislation has been instrumental in developing collections throughout the state that benefit economic development, education, and certainly strong communities. And when we passed the amendment here, and we were more generous, we were $12 million on this end. And when you go down to the other end, you can ask them why it went down to 10. But in any event, we were quite generous here, and the reason being is because we recognize the integral and the central role that libraries play in our communities throughout the state of Wyoming. Mr. President, joining us here today are some folks with the library community who are here to thank the legislature. And in introducing them is our is among them is the Wyoming State Librarian Leslie Bowden, the Vice President of the Wyoming Library Association Brian Green, the Dean of Libraries at the University of Wyoming Maggie Farrell, the Librarian from Laramie County Community College Megan Kelly, and Troy Rump, the Community Relations Manager at the Laramie County Library. I was wondering if we could just take a second and stand up and welcome them to the event and for the award. And to finish it off, Mr. President, the Mountain Plains Library Association will be providing this award in just a couple of weeks in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at their annual meeting down there. So congratulations to the body for its leadership in libraries. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you all. We'll keep working on libraries. We're highly motivated to libraries. But thank you. You do a great job. Okay, messages from the House. February 27, 2007, out from the House of Representatives. Message number 490, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 75, Unemployment Insurance Amendments. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 95, Quality Child Care. Ayes 51, noes 8, excused 1. House Bill number 96, Quality Child Care Appropriation. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 246, Surface Water Point Source Discharge Permits. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 306, Law Enforcement Interstate Mutual Aid. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 52, Game and Fish License Revenue Recoupment. Ayes 49, noes 10, excused 1. House Bill number 138, Wyoming Workforce Housing Infrastructure Program. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 313, Use of False Documents. Ayes 59, excused 1. House Bill number 205, Rate Regulation of Cooperative Utilities. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 495, Mr. President. House Bill number 319, Sales and Use Tax Exemption Renewable Resources. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 12, noes 47, excused 1. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. From the House of Representatives, message number 500. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 319. The House conferees are Representative Miller, Chairman, Representatives Edwards and Lockhart. From the House of Representatives, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate files 60 State Park Site Interpretation. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 43, noes 16, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 502, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 104, sex offenses. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 52, noes 2, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 63, Emergency Medical Technicians Retirement Study. Ayes 53, noes 1, excused 1. Senate file 86, Newborn Health Screening. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate file 119, Wyoming Dental Practice Act, Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 171, Certification of Documents. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 175, Health Care Providers at Correctional Facilities. Ayes 59, excused 1. Senate File 117, Critical Access or Rural Hospital Endowment Program. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. Senator Brassel.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, sir.
Mr. President, we are joined on both sides of the Senate floor and in the gallery with folks from the medical students and instructors from the WAMI program. These are the students who entered in the class of 2006. I'm going to ask all of the students to please stand, and then when I read their name, if each of them could wave, raise their hand and let us know. So if you all could stand on both sides, to join first by the director of the program from the University of Wyoming Medical School, who's also a dean with the University of Washington School of Medicine, Paul Ramsey. Also joining us is Jason Ackerman of Story, Wyoming, Elizabeth Brown of Thermopolis, Caitlin Gade of Sundance, Luke Goddard of Buffalo, James McDonald of Lyman, Clint McMayo of Gillette, Joseph Montree of Casper, Claire Pedersen of Saratoga, Jacob Rinker of Recluse, Victoria Talbot from Warland, Hannah Penny of Sheridan, Jason Vergnani of Gillette, James Waters of Jackson. So we're hoping that they all come back, along with one member who I have not yet mentioned, to come back both as physicians and maybe in her case as a state senator, Kim Nicholas from Laramie.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President, and Matt, privilege of the floor, privilege of the floor.
The floor is yours.
Some of you come over here, and I'll be, come on, just walk over there and around here. It turns out that, these students work pretty hard, and they need some stress relievers, and I always have to carry back all this stuff that I get from Burns. So we're going to give them to Kimmy. Kimmy, these are really cool glasses you can wear in class. They'll like that. And there, and then it's when you get this thing, this, and you get this to hang out with that. And then this actually walks around on your desk. So you need to have that. Yeah. And then this, you can put all kinds of cool messages on it. Yes. And then you need that. These make noises. You probably didn't figure out what all that noise was back there, Mr. President, but they're just really cool magnets. So don't put that next to your computer. And mostly, we don't know what the hell those things. Excuse me. I'm not going to say that. We don't know what it is. And Burns, Senator, you need an Aflac stuff here. And then. So it's something to do with medical school. Senator Burns would like to know if these grotesque yellow things are coming down there. So if you could explain that to him.
Here's a pack. 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 Here's a pack.
Okay. We never found out what the grotesque yellow things are. I thought a doctor would know that.
Students, thank you for stopping by and thank you for participating in the program. I hope you take full advantage of it. And I have to put a plug in. Please come back and practice in Wyoming. We need you badly. We're aging severely. But thank you again. In response to House message number 495, dealing with House Bill 319, sales and use tax exemption, renewable resources. I'm going to appoint a joint conference committee, which will be made up of Senators Anderson, Ross, and Mocker. Senator Massey, are you ready on House Message 504 on Senate File 61, Pharmacy Act Amendment?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read House Message number 504, please?
February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, Message number 504, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 61, Pharmacy Act Amendment. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated, ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence message number 504 to Senate File 51 and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, these are very basic amendments that were made over on the House side. The changes on page 18 were just simply some cleanup that we missed over here. The change on line 22, page 22 is just a clarification. And the two changes on page 27 is to further clarify exactly what the meaning was and really to eliminate some duplicative language. So very minor amendments certainly improve the bill and it urges concurrence.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 61, Pharmacy Act Amendment, and the chairman asks you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Allman? Aye. Barrasso? Aye. Burns? Burns? Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Zakaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Geis? Pastor, Hines, Jennings,
aye.
Job, Johnson,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Peck excused, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
aye.
Von Fleitern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing votes. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 61, Pharmacy Act Amendments. Senator Coe, are you ready on House Message number 503 on Senate File 34, Early Child Social Emotional Services?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House Message 503?
February the 27th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, Message number 503, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 34, Early Child Social Emotional Services. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 51, noes 8, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur on message number 503, the original Senate File 34, Early Child Social Emotional Services. This is a bill that addresses the funding to the DD programs in the state. What they've inserted here is just a reporting requirement that the Department of Health shall report by October 1st, 2007 to the Joint Appropriations Committee. And then there's a long list of things, the number of additional persons hired statewide, the distribution by regional provider, the number of developmental preschool service providers receiving training, and the number of children impacted. It goes on with paragraph A and B, talking about the number of children receiving services as a component of, and then B, the number of children impacted by services and not as a component of. So this just provides a reporting requirement that I think is appropriate to the bill. I don't think it does any damage, and I urge that you adopt the concurrence request.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on concurrence on Senate File 34, Early Child Social Emotional Services, and the chairman asks you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Aye. Almond?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Dice?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Peck excused. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Slater?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 excuse, and 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 34, Early Child Social Emotional Services. Mr. Majority Coordinator, that clears my desk.
Mr. President, as everyone knows, that the next 2 days now will be hurrying up and waiting some because we'll wait on reports and Road Act concerns. So I move that we be in recess until the sound of the gavel, or stand at ease, I guess would be the correct word, and I'm thinking it will be 30 to 45 minutes, so if you have something you needed to do, you'd probably be okay to be away from the room that long.
The Senate will be at ease to the sound of the gavel probably 30, 45 minutes from now.